Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I spent too many years of my life not wearing one because I didn't need to, and now I'm a National Geographic ad.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Are you there?
Hello, caller?
Hi. I have not talked to her all day, and there's a reason we do this.
So many reasons.
So we can discuss all of the things week one, but right now it's all about the pregame, ladies and gentlemen. My hair is wet because I have a leave-in conditioner because, well.
That's smart. I should do that tonight too. I'm going to do that too. Hey, before
I watched a Sophia Richie tutorial on the slick back look she does, and she did a whole thing on leave-in, like a hair mask while slicking it back. It's why her hair grew.
I love this. Wait, before we get to the pregame, I have to tell you what happened to me right before post-game yesterday. I was nervous. I haven't spoken to Jordan Love before. The love era has begun. And I'm going through my questions in my head. I'm talking them out. And this gentleman who worked with the first down crew? Ryan, tell me what they're called. The guys that do the first down. He goes, hey, Aaron, no new Calm Down this week.
I said, shut your mouth.
You're so right. Tom Fanning from the Packers was right there. I go, did you hear that? Forget my interview with QB1. This man's concerned about no new Calm Down. He goes, I was waiting. It's not a new one.
That's adorable. That is adorable. And you're going to retell that story on our full length podcast in case those of you can't handle us twice a week in your own.
The Chains crew. Thanks, Ryan.
All right, everyone, it is time for the pregame and we are off and running. Steph Brize, when do you know the relationship is over? Step into my office, Steph. To me, it's pretty simple. If there's any kind of dysfunction that is harmful physically, mentally, emotionally, it's a wrap on that. If it's not that extreme, which is probably what you're alluding to here, I just go to worst case scenario. When is the relationship over? When you don't want to try anymore.
Yeah.
To me, it's always about the effort that you want to put in. There's going to be highs and lows in a relationship, but ultimately you're not always going to like the person, but do you still love them? If you don't love them anymore, you got to go. Don't waste your time. Don't waste their time.
I think when you start resenting each other too for every little thing, and it's just like you're grossed out by everything. I think Jarrett Stoll is well on his way to that. I have just
been stupid.
I've been unbearable lately and I know it and I feel bad. But anyways, I'm on the up and up, you know?
Okay, well, we can talk about that
sure.
A little bit later in how, especially as the season is starting for us, how we can temper our selfishness in a busy time where it's like, oh, well, it's our season and we're busy. Well, guess what? There's still people that need to be treated with respect.
Yep. Taking it out on him. That's going to be one of my podcast topics for our big show.
Our big show. Everyone, the marquee on Radio City Music Call. Is that what it is? Okay. You're up, girl.
Okay. Alexandra.
Big show.
Kikiris. Best advice for a gal. I love that. Starting a new job. That's what Troy. This gal. Great gal. Best advice for a gal starting a new job with all men. Nervous, but excited. Don't be nice. don't be, here's my thing. I feel like we all know this just in, Chris and I are women, but I feel like we are so one of the guys. One of those qualities was something I did a couple days ago. For example, the boys will always offer to do my luggage, but I never want them to feel how heavy it is because I got a lot of shit in there. And I'm like, no, I've got it. Let them do it. But I'm just self-sufficient. I can take care of myself. Yes, there are times that I need some help, but like, we go do that interview with Aaron Rodgers. Jillian's got her bag. He's
Which
like,
was
let
amazing.
Me take
That's
it.
What we're talking about on the big show.
Love you. He's like, let me grab it. And she's like, okay. And I said, no, I have it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like you got to be one of the guys.
Okay. I'm in two minds about that. I do think that being one of the guys fitting into the proverbial locker room is great. I love this. My girlfriend's daughter celebrated her first birthday the other day. And I thought the message that she wrote on Instagram was so adorable. She said, like, to my bossy little one-year-old, but don't let bossy mean that. Or don't, the way that she said it, she was something like, don't let bossy be something that's... I'll pull it up. It was a lot more eloquent than that. Basically, like, the little girl's assertive and she knows what she wants. And it's like, that may be bossy, but it's not always a bad thing. So,
but
sort
it's
of
looked
that
at
idea.
Different when you're a female, which I have a bone to pick with lately.
We'll just play Scrabble and use some other letters. It's called bitchy. Like, when we assert ourselves, we're bitches. When men assert themselves, they're confident. They're in charge. It's like, I'm not apologizing anymore. And I'm not the whole, like, you know, the crazy beat the drum that like men are the bad guys. Men are not the bad guys at all.
No,
but it's how to me, it's how, it's what we're tolerant of. Like, this could be a podcast in and of itself. If you ever feel disrespected, you need to say, hey, I'm not cool with that. Don't go cry on the side and then expect that the guy is supposed to know that. Yep. Assert yourself, shoulders back, and say, do not talk to me that way. Or sort of, you need to set your own expectations and what boundaries that you're comfortable with. Because there's a lot of times that, I mean, I'm very, you know, inappropriate sometimes. And that some guy could be like, whoa, I'm reporting you to HR. I'd be like, yo, just come to me say like that offended you. My man. I can't. That's a whole other thing. So a very long-winded answer to a short question is, when you're working with a bunch of men, make sure that you garner their respect, but you do that by setting expectations and being vocal about what it is that you want. And that doesn't mean that you're a bitch. That means that you're self-respecting. That'd be amazing.
I could do
also, don't
whole,
be so sensitive.
Right. Don't be so sensitive.
Calm
but it's
down.
Funny you say that, because a lot of men are so sensitive. But if we were that sensitive, there would be a discussion about it. It's just wild. Let's do a whole subject on it.
Yeah, we will. Actually, it induces a much, hence why we're reacting this way, because I think there's a you know, let's get some viewers on. We should really open this up in the off season. We should have Calm Down Podcast where we bring on some wonderful listeners. Like, think like The View, but not annoying.
I love that. I'm going to tell you who I told or asked, I guess told to be on our podcast, Aaron. And he said he would do it. I don't know when. I mean, I know he's busy tonight, but I was may or may not. I was talking to him about being a woman in the industry. And he goes, have you ever heard the Taylor Swift song called I'd Be the Man? And I was like, yes. And it's one of my favorites. He goes, there's just a difference. And I'm like, not saying he agrees with what I was complaining about, but he's like, that's how it is. Like, it is.
Anyone ever heard that Usher song called Trading Places? It's adorable.
No.
Okay, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Underwire. This is a great segue. Wireless or underwire bra from CM Broom 8. No bra. I spent too many years of my life not wearing one because I didn't need to. And now I'm a National Geographic ad. I would say wireless. Because I don't like when it digs in. I'm not well endowed enough to always need a wire. Are we wired? Is this conversation being recorded?
We're recorded everywhere. I'll tell you what, when my dog had stomach issues today at 3 and 6 in the morning, I was wearing no bra and underwear as we walked him around our neighborhood for, 3 hours. That was awesome. Anyways,
you're a good
thing.
Mom.
I am an underwire kind of gal just because I like to lift it up, but I will tell you, and this is going to be another conversation on our, you heard me, big show, Skims. I got a whole segment on that.
Ooh,
I got a whole segment on the Skims.
It should be.
Whole segment. We'll just leave it at
that.
In
fact, we have a whole segment on Skims. It's called The Skinny on Skims, because this one is the biggest advocate, as she should
be. And Chris is
going,
here's
what
happened.
No, lock it up. Here's what happens. Can you tell it's like Aaron and I's first day of school and we like just came home from class and we've like have new classmates and like everyone stay with us.
Yeah.
Unless you have a headache from us talking so fast. All right, Mayor Handsome.
No, you skipped the other one.
Ariel Lauren, one thing about house and home and where you find fulfilling right now.
That's a great question. One thing about house and home and where I find fulfilling right now, I'm very grateful. I just did a partnership with TCL, who's the official television of the NFL. And I love that they came to me and said, yes, you have an NFL presence hosting two pregame shows. But we also, that's bragging. Yeah.
You should.
The previous listener, this is about being a woman in man's world and being proud for a long time. I was always like humble. I'm not humble anymore. I'm an arrogant bitch now. Okay. Two pregames. Hey,
be humble, bitch. Sit down.
I will sit down for at least the next hour of this podcast. Now, I loved that they came to me and said, yes, there's the NFL presence, but we also want to incorporate house and home because we have a 98-inch TV and we want you to help design living rooms for people that maybe don't know what to do with a 98-inch TV. A 98-inch TV is massive, you know? So I love that there was an intersection of both of my professions and that it made sense. And it was awesome to have a brand acknowledge that and be creative in how we could intertwine the two. And that is an ad for TCL, even though I didn't intend for it to be. So thank you for the question. You, Erin, as she's wearing Wear by Erin Andrews and that amazing logo. I got asked 75 times yesterday when wearing my NFL sweater at work. And I text Lauren,
cutie,
wonderful Lauren, who runs your company, I was like, I have been asked 75 times where I get this sweater. People love it, Erin. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, you're my best friend. It is everyone asks where to get it.
There was really no place to go to the bathroom yesterday at Soldier Field. One note, if they could make a women's room, like a giant women's room, that would be appreciated. So there was one female restroom single right by our trucks, which means the men... always in there. And I was standing outside and had to pee so bad and wanted to meet the boys out for pregame. And I'm like, oh, please hurry, please hurry, please hurry. This girl walked out. It was the lovely woman that does the in-house interviews. And she's in a wear dress. And I go, oh my God.
Oh, I saw that.
And she had the wear backpack on and everything. It was so cool. And she was like, can we get a picture? And I was like, yes. It was really, really cool.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That must feel so good because here's what people don't understand. And, you know, we know the people that are just like, I'm going to do a branding line. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I don't even know the intricacies of how much goes into it, but it is not a, hey, I want to be adorable and put my name on something. It is hours and hours and hours and a lot of money and time and effort and partnerships and meetings and everything to have that sweatshirt end up on your body and be your company. So kudos to you. It must be so cool to see that in stadiums and when people send in pictures and everything like, it's not to mention how cute it is.
Thanks, Boo.
Are we all out of time?
I think we are. We can save the other questions next week, Rye said.
All right, fair enough. I'll update my chat and I'll get it together. Everyone, tune in Thursday. Big show.
Big show.
Huge.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.